السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على سبيله ونهجه، ومن استن بسنته، ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، لا أقسم بيوم القيامة، ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة، أيحسب الإنسان أن لن نجمع عظامه، بلى قادرين على أن نسوي بنانه، بل يريد الإنسان ليفجر أمامه، يسأل أيان يوم القيامة. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أكثروا ذكر هازم اللذات، يعني الموت، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. All praise and all thanks is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who yet again has given us this beautiful day, this day of Jumu'ah. Like the poet says, Kaha me or kaha ye nikah de gu. Ba'de saba teri fazal. That, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this bird is actually addressing that environment that he's finding himself in. That he's finding himself in the company of the rose. And he's looking at the color of his texture, the color of his skin, the color of his feathers, that I'm so brown, so pale, but yet I'm finding myself in the presence of this beautiful rose that has got such beautiful texture, such beautiful fragrance, such a beautiful look and appeal. And ba'de sababa, after all, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this is only your fazl, this is only your virtue and your splendor upon me, that you've given me this opportunity to be in this company. So we are like that, that to be in this beautiful Mubarak company on the day of Jumu'ah is only the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Generally, you'll find that in a person's progress, spiritual progress, there are two impediments, two things that will stop a person from progressing further spiritually. One is a person's unmindfulness of the day of Qiyamah. This ayat of the Quran which I have recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is found in the 29th Sipara, it's a whole surah called Surah Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath, La uqsimu biyawmil qiyamah. Allah is taking an oath in the day of Qiyamah. وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ اللَّوَّامَةِ. Now why and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then takes an oath in the reproaching soul. Now why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking an oath in these two things? A person normally, when he makes a claim, he needs to bring some evidence, some witness to support his claim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making some claim, and to support his claim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need any witness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need evidence. But for us weak people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking this oath, and it's as though he's bringing his witness as the day of Qiyamah. That when this day of Qiyamah comes, such a great day, such a significant day, when this day of Qiyamah is in front of a person, automatically it puts him on guard. Automatically this day of Qiyamah gets a person on guard. That thought of death, that thinking, or that just that experience that he undergoes, that one day I'm going to die, one day I'm going to face death, that is enough for him. Last night one person phoned from out of town, and he sounded like he was in a bit of a panic. He phoned quite late. He said that I've just been hijacked. At gunpoint I've been hijacked, and I've realized that life is so short, I want to immediately make an attempt to transfer my properties, transfer my shares, get all my assets sorted out. I realize in a few seconds a man can be in this world, and in the next second he can be out of this world. So I don't want to waste any time. So this is the impact that death has. Death has such an impact that a person doesn't have to experience death just to be, or just to be aware of the fact of death. It creates a consciousness in a person that I need to do something. And just on a side note, generally when a person is experiencing extreme happiness, then he shouldn't make any decisions, any major decision. When he's experiencing extreme sadness, at that time he shouldn't make any major decisions. When a person has got any bashari need, any bashari taqaza, for example, he's extremely hungry, he needs to use the toilet, he needs to go to the toilet, at that time also a person shouldn't make any major decisions. A person is in a state of depression, at that time also he shouldn't make any decisions. A person is in extreme anger, at that time also a person doesn't make any major decisions. When a person is traumatized, when he just undergoes a situation where he has the experience of a hijacking, a robbery, or loss of some family member. At that time, he's still traumatized. At that time also, a person doesn't make any major decisions. So a person should be aware of this when these things happen. So anyway, moving ahead, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath on the day of Qiyamah. And the next thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath, وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ اللَّوَّامَةِ. This reproaching soul. That this reproaching soul is such an important thing, that when a person is on guard, when a person has this nafs and this soul, that all the time reproaches him, warns him, that you have done something wrong, you need to correct your situation, you need to rectify, you need to remedy, you need to do something to correct your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very great thing. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath in this nafsil lawwama. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions that a person to correct his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we all make mistakes, we all err, we all make some type of guna, but how do we rectify and how do we remedy the situation? So he showed a four-step approach. A four-step approach, and a very easy way to remember this four-step approach is four R's. That this relationship we need to correct with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with R, and the four steps that we need to do also start with R. So made very easy for our understanding purposes, we can understand that how do we correct our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month of Ramadan is fast approaching. Very quickly the month of Ramadan is approaching. How do we correct our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And one of the reasons why a person is stopped, as we mentioned, is he doesn't have Qiyamah in front of him. Another reason why a person, before we'll come back to these 4 hours, another reason why a person has an impediment in his spiritual progress is the fact that he considers himself independent. In Surah Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of this, that أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالُ وَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. A person boasts about his wealth, he boasts about his following. Look on my Facebook, see how many followers I got, see how many members I've got around me all the time, see how wealthy I am, look at how popular I am, look at my clout and look at my level of influence I have. So when this comes in front of a person, it stops him. And the other thing we mentioned, وَمَا أَزُنُّ سَاعَةَ قَائِمَةً. A person doesn't have the recognition that Qiyamah is there. Qiyamah is such a thing that is coming. When a person understands this, when a person is reminded of this, therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَازِمِ اللَّزَّاتِ. That remember often, often remember that thing that will destroy all pleasures. All pleasures, and what is it? That is maut. When a person attends a janazah, especially a janazah of some family member, how does he feel? Automatically his mind is now going towards akhirah. If a person has a hearse, say for example I have a hearse, and I tell one of my friends that I'm going for Umrah, I want to park my hearse outside your house. How will he feel? He say, please, by park any other car outside my house, but don't park the hearse. Everyone going past, what will they think? It will create such a stir. Everyone goes on guard when they see just a hearse. That is not even death, that is far from death, that is just a hearse. Or it is a janazah lying in one house, and we tell the people of the house, let's just go outside, we'll have a bride. It's still 2-3 hours for the janazah salah. Let's have a bride. Nobody wants to have a bride. Nobody's in the mood. Why? Because that automatically is creating an awareness. It's creating a consciousness. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath in the day of Qiyamah. Allah Pak is taking an oath in that reproaching soul. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, that insan's situation is such that he doesn't believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will again take him to task. Then Allah Pa goes and says, Kalla innal insa, in another ayat of the Quran in Surah Iqra, Allah explains why this person goes and he does wrong. Innal insana la yatgha arra'ahu staghna. That this person, when he feels, he crosses the limits when he feels he's not in need. That I got so much, I don't need anything, I don't need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At this point he crosses the need. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that this person thinks that we can't even reconstruct the bones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَلَا قَادِرِينَ عَلَىٰ أَن نُسَوِّيَ بَنَانَا. Forget reconstructing the bones, creating the person again. Allah Pa can even create the fingertips again. It's not difficult to create that fingerprint and create that fingertips. It's not difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بَلْ يُرِيدُ الْإِنسَانُ لِيَفْجُرَ أَمَامَهُ يَسْأَلُ أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. When a person wants to commit guna, wants to commit sin, what's the first thing he wants to do? He wants to obliterate Qiyamah. There isn't such a thing as a day of Qiyamah coming. يَسْأَلُ أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. He makes it seem so far-fetched. That when is this day of Qiyamah coming? That is something far-fetched. Why? When Qiyamah is out of the scene, when that mort is out of the scene, Now it is very easy for a person to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what he wants to do. All the time he wants to distance himself from death. And what is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying? In constantly remind yourself of death. So anyway, how do we correct our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu explains, and for us, our understanding very simply, these four R's. That whenever we make a mistake, whenever we commit a guna, the first thing we do is remorse. First thing we do is regret. Remorse, regret. A person feels sad. It is the style of shaitan. Shaitan wasn't our forefather. He justified. He kept on justifying our father, Adam alayhi salam, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. That he, first thing that he did was he acknowledged that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have oppressed ourselves. So this is the first thing that we do, is we have remorse. The next thing that a person does to correct his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a person makes a resolution. What he does, I make a firm azam, I make a resolution that I will never go back to this guna again. No matter what, I'm not going to go back to the sin again. A person is genuine about it. And the third thing a person does is he remedies the situation. He rectifies the situation. I did somebody down in business. Let me go and make up with that person. Let me pay him that money that is due to him. I show disrespect to my parents. I show disrespect to my seniors. Let me go and ask for a maaf. Let me go and ask for a forgiveness. A person, that, what he does, immediately he rectifies. There was one brother that passed away recently, a family member. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with noor and elevate his ranks. One quality out of the many qualities that he had is if ever he had any disagreement with anybody, immediately, within 5 minutes, he will go ask that person for maaf. The people say that we knew this man, and the moment we see him coming near us, we know he's coming to ask for a maaf. That he may just say something that is a disagreement, even though what he said is 100% correct, he'll still come and ask for a maaf. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ana za'imun bi baytin fi rabadil jannah liman taraka al-mira wa in kana muhiqqan." That I stand guarantee for a palace in Jannah for that person who leaves out disputing, even though he's on haq, even though this person is right, but he leaves out disputing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, I guarantee a palace in the precincts of Jannah for such a person. So anyway, the third thing a person does, he remedies the situation. And the fourth thing he does, this person, is he removes that company that caused him to sin, or he removes those gadgets that caused him to sin, or he removes that place that called him to sin. He doesn't keep those places, he doesn't keep that company, he doesn't keep those gadgets that caused him to slip into guna. When he takes this four-step approach, then a person corrects his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So quickly, just to recap, a person, first thing he does when he slips up and he makes a mistake, he has remorse in his heart. I caused it, I slipped up. The next thing he does, he makes a resolution, an azam, that I will never do this again. Then third thing he does is he remedies the situation. Who he did down, who he hurt, who he spoke against, or whose money he took, he remedies the situation and he rectifies it. And the last thing he person does is he removes that friends or that gathering of friends. He removes those gadgets. He removes those places also from him being present that caused him to cause the guna. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.